there's been one lady that's come to our office and discussed our truck traffic. And she lives on the corner of Franklin and East Market. We had a nice discussion. But as a neighborhood, no one's ever come to me and said anything as a group. And I'm more than willing to, you know, to talk to these people about voluntarily rerouting trucks. I can tell my dispatcher where to send trucks, which way to go. Right now I don't. But I will start. One of the things that Ms. Hamilton said about Carlton, and it's a great point, and one I had down here, if we can't use East Market, we're going to overload Carlton, I think. Sunrise has been sold to Habitat. There's going to be a lot of construction traffic on that road. This morning, at 7:08, just from a safety standpoint, there was one child on 1326 East Market, or that's the mailbox I saw, to catch a bus. There was 23 at 7:10 a.m. on Carlton and the two corners of Nassau that go down. So from a safety standpoint, I just want everybody to realize we're all about safety and we want to do the right thing, and we are willing to work with the neighborhood and discuss this with them. But at this point in time, we've not had that opportunity. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next is Laura Covert.
Hi, my name is Laura Covert. I live at 1809 East Market Street, and I'll be mercifully brief tonight. First of all, I'd like to recognize the Willow Mills neighbors who are here today in case all of you don't want to speak. Would you like to stand, please, so that you don't all have to speak? If anybody's here and standing who's not in favor, will you just sit down? So these are the folks that are from my neighborhood who are in favor of making the Franklin Street one-way. And I thank you tonight for hearing this, because this is an issue that's been going for 20 years. What I want to point out to everybody here tonight is that the Willow Mills is not trying to push all of our through traffic onto another place. I mean, we know that people live on the other side of the train tracks. We respect that. What we're trying to do is restrict half of it. We're asking for one way. That means those trucks can come one way through our neighborhood. We think it's a compromise. We think it's one that is reasonable. We're not asking every business owner on Broadway to make their guys sit at the however many trains go through between 8 and 5 for 20 minutes every single day. It's half of those guys. They can come back the other way. It's a reasonable request. We're asking for half of the traffic that comes through our neighborhood to be reduced. Most of it is through traffic, deliveries, that sort of thing that come out of the businesses, and you can count trucks or whatever. They all have signs on them. We've done it before. You guys have probably seen that data. But we hope that you'll consider this as a way for us to get some relief from the traffic and the trucks that come through our neighborhood. Again, we're not asking for all of it to go away. We're just asking for part of it. I'm sure other folks have other things to say. Okay. Thank you.
Bill Emery.
Make them not clap.
Mr. Mayor, City Councilors, my name is Bill Emery. I've lived at 1604 East Market Street since 1987. Section 34350A of the Charlottesville Municipal Code says that single-family residential zoning districts are established to provide and protect quiet, low-density residential areas wherein the predominant pattern of residential development is the single-family dwelling. Market Street is lined with single-family residential dwellings on its north and south sides as it makes its way through the Willow Mills neighborhood. Since 1988, and possibly earlier, Willow Mills neighborhood has asked the city for relief from cut-through traffic. In other neighborhoods, the relief we have asked for has been granted. Sunset Avenue was closed at Morse Creek